Today is Monday, the 23rd of March, in the fifth week of Lent. Salt of the Sound sings, "O the deep, deep love of Jesus."
Underneath me, around me, is the current of thy love.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Early in the morning, Jesus came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go on your way, and from now on, do not sin again."
Imagine the scene described in this passage. Observe who's gathered there. Notice what you can see and hear. What's the atmosphere like as the woman is brought before Jesus? Who do you identify most closely with in this passage? Why might that be? Watch now as Jesus writes on the ground. What do you think he's writing? As you listen to the passage again, pay special attention to the ending.
Early in the morning, Jesus came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go on your way, and from now on, do not sin again.
Now, hear Jesus say, "I do not condemn you." Perhaps he's saying this to you. What might Jesus be asking you to change in your life as he invites you to be free of sin? In these closing moments of prayer, give thanks to Jesus who sets you free and invites you into new life. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.